T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul and Jordana. And I've heard some
parenting is hard.
Parenting is hard. Yes. And you hear stories. It's the toughest job on the planet and the only job that doesn't come with an instruction manual, right? You learn on the job. You learn the hard way. You make mistakes.
I just heard a story this morning. Girlfriend called me and said her son is in trouble for borrowing $300 from a friend to purchase $1,500 sneakers online.
Ouch.
I was like, oh, boy, how'd you find that out? She said he had them shipped to a friend's house. And the friend called her and said, hey, you know, your son has a package here. She said, there is now a pair of $1,500 sneakers in my closet that my son has never seen.
Are these dad shoes? Remember the dad shoes?
I don't know what they are, but they shoes. So parenting is hard, honey. I was on the phone with my girlfriend all morning commiserating. I had tons of stories about my lunatic children to share the the misery.
So I was out west last weekend, and we have some dear friends out there, got to talking, and the wife told me about her sister who wanted to be a mother. Wanted a child in the worst way, but didn't want to get married. So, you know, she went online and found somebody, and they tried to conceive. Not the old-fashioned way, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. And how did it work?
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
But again, it got me thinking about all the ways that people now are... non-conventional ways, perhaps, to have kids, to have family.
I tell you, when you told me that story, I thought to myself, my goodness, I know that sounds all rosy and fun, but I'm a divorced person, and raising kids when you have an intact family is challenging enough. Raising kids when you are divorced sometimes makes it so much harder. Mm-hmm. We recently had to discipline only one of the three, although maybe it was two of the three. I'm not sure. Some weeks it's all three. Recently had to discipline one of the three, and my ex-husband and I had to go back and forth. He thought it was one way we should discipline. I thought it was another way. And obviously we came to a consensus because we're rational. You know, we're at that point now where we are doing this together and we're in it. But when I heard your story, I thought, oh my gosh, it is just so hard to co-parent these days. But we found technology sometimes makes everything
easier.
There's
an app for that.
Yeah, it is. It's an app and it's a website. And joining us now is the creator of that app and website. Jonathan Virk is the CEO of Co-Parenter. And he's going to join us to talk about how technology can help co-parenting. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You got any stories you want to share about how your kids are driving you up the wall? Because misery loves company today here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. My kids haven't ordered $300 shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do, we do get the periodic delivery that I'm, I only get notified about after I've opened it.
Hey, Jonathan, are you on speakerphone? Could you pick up the handle? Is that okay?
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I'm on a mic.
That sounds better.
Whatever you just
is that better?
Did.
Yes. So, Jonathan, how did coparenter.com and the number one co-parenting app, which it now is, how did it come about?
Great question. I spent 22 years in the entertainment and advertising business, running small and medium companies around the world. I spent a little time at Shazam, the music app.
Oh, cool.
But about 6 years ago, I ended up going through what ended up being a pretty brutal litigated divorce. And I got a front row seat to see just how horrible the system can be for people going through it. And as bad as it was for us, it was really hard for our kids, devastating even, because they got to witness their parents pitted against each other for 4 years in an adversarial family court system.
I'm sorry.
And, I just thought that, while it was very difficult for us to navigate, it was equally difficult for the, 40 or so people who were sitting in just my courtroom going through the exact same thing as we were. And so we set out to create something that would make the process easier, keep people focused on child-centric decisions, and help them save money, save time, and stay out of court.
So how does it work? Because Paul and I were just talking about this story that, you know, his friend's sister was looking for a baby daddy. You know, sometimes these people don't even have a relationship, you know, before. Yeah. And hey, maybe that's easier after what you went through. But how does the app and the website work to keep the peace and focus on the kids?
You know, you guys bring up a really, really important trend. Almost 50% of the children born in America last year, according to Pew Trust and Research, were born to unwed parents.
Really? 50%?
One in two?
48%, yeah. According to Pew, 48% of children born in America were born to unwed parents. Largely, you know, millennials are, you know, kind of bucking the whole notion of marriage. They're not really interested in the institution of marriage. And so they're having kids. They look and sound and smell and feel like traditional families, but they're not going through with that last step of, you know, signing a piece of paper that says, okay, we have a, you know, a legal relationship now. So that complicates, you know, as you can imagine, as they, you know, consciously uncouple. It creates a lot of challenges, especially when it comes to, you know, child-centric decisions and co-parenting.
So how are you guys doing it? How are you making it work?
Yeah, and what, how does the app and the website specifically help people that are going through a very, very rough time?
Sure. So that's sort of our sweet spot is the very, very rough times, though we, you know, certainly people use us even when they're not in high conflict situations. But basically, the tool has a suite of features that help parents manage and organize their co-parenting responsibilities. So if they want to document all the communication, everything happens through the app. And even if one parent refuses to use the app, it'll time and date stamp all communication in and out of co-parenter. You can also create parenting time schedules, which is a necessary document. You can't get divorced without it. Mm-hmm. You can check in for pickups and drop-offs. We basically eliminated a lot of the low-hanging, lowest common denominator, generally power struggle conflicts that parents have. But we've wrapped the whole platform in computer intelligence and human intelligence. Computer intelligence is a suite of different functions, you know, algorithms, artificial intelligence, filters that help parents predict and prevent conflict from happening. But when it does happen, because it will, they're parents, and as you said, it's, you know, raising kids is hard.
Yeah.
We connect them with an on-demand live professional, co-parenting professional, who can help them resolve the dispute, mediate an agreement, draft the details of that agreement, and then synchronize it to their phones so that they can share it with a lawyer, share it with their caregiver, share it with whoever they want, and ultimately agree to it and file it with the court and follow it in their life.
So you're streamlining communications between parents and maybe reducing friction. What is a fractious process to begin with? But it seems to me like you've optimized a very tough situation and communications.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, because communications breakdowns, obviously one of the biggest sources of problems when you're going through a divorce.
You know, most of the things that people fight about in court are exactly the things that you were describing earlier, like how do you discipline your child? Both parents will often come to this situation with they believe that their position is in the child's best interest, but they just don't agree. So we can, A, inform them and connect them with other best practices and other people who have resolved the same situation. And we can connect them with a live mediator or a live professional who can help them take a more child-centric approach to making a decision and coming to agreement. What people, you know, the courts are absolutely overwhelmed. They're incredibly underfunded. And it is really, really busy. If you want to, you know, have a lesson in depression, hang out in court for a day.
I know, it's hard.
People are fighting about swapping weekends and who gives the kid a haircut and who gets Christmas and who's going to pay for the shoes and who's going to, you know, sign them kids up for extracurricular activities.
Right.
It's stuff that doesn't belong in court. And we provide, like you said, we optimize the process of coming to agreement.
And they do it all in an app. It really does. And I mean, I'm looking at the app right now, you know, pending expenses. The one of the partners makes a request. The other partner is reviewing the request. And I like how it's all documented so people can show that they're trying to do the right thing. And I mean, it's hard. It's sad for me to look at this because people's lives do get contentious and our children are in the middle of that often. But, you know, I commend you for seeing a problem and trying to make it better.
Absolutely. Jonathan Birx, CEO of Co-Parenter, encourage you, if you're going through this personally or you know somebody who's going through this, download the app, check it out, coparenter.com, and you can also get it on Android and iPhone as well. Jonathan, thank you,
sir. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
You got it. It's so tough. I really have a lot of empathy for people who, anyone who has to go divorce, I don't recommend it, but it is hard when you have children. And I've seen it. I see people fighting over the dumbest things. Like he said, who gives the kid a haircut? Who pays for the piano lesson? Or who? It's just, divorce does horrible things to people. And I understand the need for his app, but it's really sad that there's a need, that we can't be the grown-ups in the room that we're supposed to be and just protect the kids and get over it. So I'm glad it's out there for people who do need it.
Okay.
It's also 422. Must we discuss weather?
We must. A blizzard warning has just been issued for portions of the Twin Cities.
Really?
We will have the very latest next.
Just got an email from a friend out in Seattle who listens to the show on the stream at radio.com, which you can always and listen to the podcast, and Roshini's new podcast, Real Leaders with Roshini. And he says, you know what? I'm looking at your forecast, listening to you and Paul. I'll take the rain out in Seattle. Thank you very much. Sorry, Rick.
Well.
I'll take the rain too right now.
Pick your poison.
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
What are we looking down the nose
the
of?
The snow will go away. The rain in Seattle may linger.
Ooh, touche. He's throwing Seattle. The gauntlet, Rick.
I got a sun out there, and I love Seattle. I love Seattle. But, hey, this snow will eventually melt. And I got to start with this because I don't want to depress people any more than I do usually.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I just saw my first robin this year. That's a good sign, isn't it? Paul, say it is. Yes, it is. It's a good sign. another person wrote me a very poignant email. I think I shared that with you and Dan Cook last night. Hey, Paul, I do listen to you quite a bit. And this time of year, with all the snow and cold, can you offer a little more encouragement about the weather?
So can you lie?
When will it turn warmer? And no more talk about spring not being around the corner. I would appreciate it. I have a feeling others would appreciate it, too. Yes.
Please lie to us.
Yes.
No. We're okay with it.
Look, okay.
We're okay with it. Lie to us.
The snow will begin melting within 2 to 3 weeks. Within about 4 weeks, there will be patches of green lawn showing up in your yard.
Oh, 3 weeks?
3 to 4 weeks. The first daffodils are probably 5 weeks away.
Really? That seems like a reasonable amount of time.
The first severe thunderstorms, are probably 3 to 5 weeks away.
Okay.
And my hunch is, I think this is going to be one of those springs when it does warm up, it's going to be like, you know, snapping your fingers, blink of an eye. I think this could
be one
of those where we go from, you know, sneaker full of slush to 70 degrees in the span of a week or two. And that, if that happens, and as much as I want it to warm up, just like everybody else, I'm ready for spring too. Part of me is the weather weenie part of me, the weather nerd part of me is impressed, fascinated, appalled.
Can we call you weather weenie?
Weather weenie, I've been called much worse.
And that's all great, but did you say the words blizzard?
Yes, I did.
Just because of the blowing, maybe, or...
It's mainly more a function of the winds, which are forecast to gust as high as 35 to 45 Saturday night through the day on Sunday. And it does include the immediate southwestern suburbs of the Twin Cities. It does not include Hennepin County or Ramsey County. It does include Scott County and all the counties south and west of the Twin Cities. Again, we're talking blizzard warning, which means blizzard imminent, 4 to 6 inches, winds gusting as high as 45 miles an hour. And specifically in the Twin Cities, this blizzard warning is in effect. Let me make sure I get this right. It looks like 9 p.m. tomorrow night through 6 p.m. on Sunday. So even though the falling snow is going to be over by breakfast time Sunday morning, there's going to be a fair amount of blowing and drifting snow from this. But the blizzard warning does include Wilmer. It includes Chaska. It includes Waconia, Le Sueur, Mankato, And all the suburbs just to the south of the Twin Cities on south and west towards Worthington.
Define blizzard. I said it's blowing. Is it visibility?
Quarter
is
mile.
It inches?
Quarter mile visibility. Falling or blowing snow. Yeah, essentially whiteout conditions.
Okay, so it's not like a blizzard is, it has to snow 6 inches or
no,
more.
It
it's all
not.
About visibility.
It's about visibility and treacherous travel.
So sometimes there are blizzards when it's not snowing and
exactly.
It's blowing.
It's just blowing the snow that's already on the ground.
Fun
very
weather
good.
Fact.
You get a gold star, young
sometimes
lady.
I pay attention.
Well, sometimes. So, yeah, 3 to 6 inches, I think, tomorrow night, but it's going to be whipped around. My advice would be if you have some errands to do tomorrow, mm-hmm. get them done midday-ish. I think the roads will be okay 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m. during the midday hours. And again, we have that higher sun angle now, which tends to keep the freeways wet, especially tomorrow it's going to be up near freezing. So get your stuff done earlier in the day because certainly after dinner time in mm-hmm. the metro, mm-hmm. you may not want to be out and about. A burst of snow coming up from the south and west Saturday night. It tapers off Sunday morning. 3 to 6 here. Maybe a foot for Rochester, Winona, southeastern Minnesota into Wisconsin. But again, it's the winds whipping up on the backside of the storm. 30, 40, 50 miles an hour. Late Saturday night, Sunday morning that may produce whiteout conditions. And that's why the Weather Service has just issued this blizzard warning. So take it seriously. Downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul, not in the warning, but we're close enough. Wherever you live in the metro, take it seriously Saturday night and Sunday morning. We've got quite a track record going with 31.7 inches.
Yep.
We're in that snowy
yep.
rut.
Yep.
So I guess we can't be too surprised that the parade of snowstorms continues.
So just some Netflix and chill Saturday night.
Ooh, that sounds...
When we get
nasty.
When we get back, or fun. When we get back, Paul and I will go way beyond the headlines.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
112-year-old woman reveals the secret to a long life. Do you want to guess what her secret to a long life is?
Whiskey and cigars?
Well, you're right on the first part. You're right on the first
really?
Part. Yeah, no, that's exactly.
That was a wag, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What do I win?
He's not even looking at my materials
no, I'm not.
Here. He's absolutely, you win nothing.
Everything goes better with whiskey.
But yeah, she says a nightly dram of whiskey. So is that like a measurement? Dan's not a drinker, so he doesn't know. A dram of whiskey. Maybe that's like a shot or a glassful.
Yeah, it's
a pour,
smaller shot. Yeah.
A pour, something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Grace Jones was born in Liverpool back in 1906, lived through two world wars, a Great Depression, many other significant moments in the 20th century and beyond. I mean, the invention of the iPhone, the invention of the remote car starter, one of the greatest inventions of our time. She's seen a lot, mm-hmm. my friend, i.e. television, the car. Well, according to the Daily Mail, who did an interview with her, she picked up a rather intriguing habit. From 1956 onwards, Grace finished every day with a nightcap of famous Grouse single malt whiskey. She says that's 62 years of a single dram before bed, and she swears by it. She says, whiskey's very good for you. So I started nightly, having a nightly tot of it when I turned 50. I've been having it for more than 60 years, and I have no intention of stopping now. She says her doctor says it's good for her heart. I don't know. Doctors can call in and refute that. But hey, a little dram of whiskey, a little cup of whiskey, go for it, girlfriend.
Whatever works.
I might start.
Especially working with me.
I might start, yeah. I'll have a dram of whiskey around 4:30 every day.
What drove you to drinking? I was working with Douglas. Yeah. All right. Cooking a Sunday roast can cause indoor pollution that's actually worse than breathing the air in New Delhi, India.
Come on, only if you burn it.
No, apparently
really?
Not. Because you're caramelizing it, right? You're not actually, you're not
oh.
cooking it, you're roasting it.
Really?
Different process.
Okay.
Cooking a Sunday roast can drive indoor air pollution far above the levels found in the most polluted cities on Earth, scientists say. Roasting meat and vegetables release a surge of fine particles that can make household air dirtier than Delhi,
okay.
India.
What about if you put it in the crock pot? That'd be better, right?
You'd think crock pot
emissions guy
would insulate that. I would think so,
yeah.
Yep. Fine soot, tiny organic particles from the gas flames, vegetables, oils, and fat combine to send harmful PM 2.5 particulates in the house to levels 13 times higher than those measured in the air in central London. Peak indoor pollution lasted for about an hour. Instruments around and inside this test home in Austin, Texas, where they did the research, found that when nobody was cooking, the house kept outdoor air pollution out. But during a full day of cooking, the levels of particles indoors rose to about 30 times
outside. Another reason you should eat out. I'm trying to save my family's lungs. That's why we eat out so much.
So we issue a roast watch, a roast warning?
Or do the crock pot. I'm a working mom, so I do the crock pot all the time.
I would think a crock pot might solve that problem.
Put it in the morning. Let it cook all night. It's ready.
Right.
I do the crock pot.
All right.
Easy for moms or dads, whoever's cooking. Victims of Bernie Madoff. Did you invest with Madoff?
I did not.
Okay.
Happy to say.
Me neither. But people here locally did. There are many families affected here locally. Victims of Bernie Madoff's $19 billion Ponzi scheme. $19 billion. It's way more than Robert Kraft. We'll start receiving checks today, totaling $464 million. Boy, when you think $19 billion and they're getting checks back of $464 million, it seems like
not a good
peanuts.
Investment. Yeah.
Peanuts.
Well.
They're going to be getting those checks from a trustee who's been unwinding Madoff's businesses for the last decade. The payout will be made to 880 customers of Madoff's bogus securities businesses. Distributions in the case are going to be more than it's going to boost the total distributions in the case to more than $12 billion. So they have managed to claw back $12 billion out of this $19 billion Ponzi scheme.
That's pretty impressive. That's more than I thought they'd get back.
Me too. Yeah, 66% of each allowed claim. So if you had a claim against him, you're getting back 66% of your money. So get this. The checks range from $429 to $66 million. $429 to $66 million. Whew. Yeah, that'd be an interesting check to see. Good stuff. Hopefully, if you were affected, I wish you well, and you're getting a little money back starting today.
How many hours of sleep do you get? Oh.
I'm a sleeper, so I'm going to go
hours?
Between 7 and 8. Yeah,
7 and 8?
I'm a sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
I protect it.
Brain researchers warn that a lack of sleep is now a public health crisis.
I bet. And I'm a real bee when I don't sleep, so. Mm-hmm.
Poor sleep.
Stop laughing, Dan, and say thinking I'm a bee even when I'm not.
A beauty?
Even when I get lots of sleep.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was not thinking anything like that.
I saw Dan Cook chuckling in the corner. They're like, oh, yeah, don't blame it on the sleep.
Sorry. Poor sleep, Jor, may increase the risk of Alzheimer's. Even a single night of sleep deprivation boosts brain levels of the proteins that form toxic clumps in Alzheimer's patients. All-nighters... And I remember doing all-nighters in college, but not since. All-nighters push anxiety to clinical levels. Even modest sleep reductions are linked to increased feelings of social isolation and loneliness. That old adage, I'll sleep when I'm dead? The ironic thing, not getting enough sleep may get you there sooner.
That's right.
Adults over 50 with lots of insomnia symptoms much more likely to fall down also. To have accidents than those without, according to one study. Studies have linked pain to poor sleep, showing that older people with sleep problems are more likely to develop pains. Doctors routinely measure blood pressure and weight, but most never ask patients how they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. And this struck me as truly prophetic. You had a lecture in school that was about safe sex, drinking, drugs. Mm-hmm. Why didn't anybody come in and tell you about sleep?
I learned the hard way. When I had my babies, and you know, they don't sleep. You're nursing them all night, and mine didn't sleep through the night for a year. The ramifications of getting up every 3 hours led to my postpartum. I had infections all the time, sinus infections. I'm sure it led to depression. I was a mess those first years.
Because you can't get REM sleep,
you
right?
Can't.
If you're up every hour or
and
two.
If you're a nursing mother and you don't, you know, and you want to get up to nurse and express your milk, even if you're pumping and someone's taking over, it's a hard year. I have a lot of empathy for young mothers that are doing that.
Get that sleep.
Heads up, lawmakers want to stop you from tattooing your eyeballs, because I know that's how you were thinking about spending your weekend, some eyeball tattoos, but just in case, you might want to take a quick check. Now, in Minnesota, it might still be legal, but in Washington, they're thinking about banning it. Yeah. State representatives say it might be a humorous thing, but it's pretty horrific when you can take a look at what happens. They want to ban what's called scleral tattoos and anyone who offers to perform the procedure. Optometrists and ophthalmologists are promoting this bill and saying it could be very dangerous. The tattoos are performed on the white outer layers of the eyeball.
Yeah, what can possibly go wrong?
Right, not the cornea. Jeez. You introduce pigment to the surface of the skin. And from what I understand, a tattoo artist says it's an injection of pigment using a hypodermic syringe. So it's actually using a medical device to inject into the pigment of the eyeball. But the representative says you have no idea how dangerous this is. An optometrist should take this seriously. There is a high risk of damaging your eyesight and your eye. In fact, Dan Cook reminded me, we did have somebody, because I'm thinking, what does that even look like? And I did not want to Google it. We had somebody in here once from a tattoo show when it was in town, and he had tattooed eyeballs, and I remember it being very, very disconcerting. I try not to judge. You know, I'm all for legal prostitution and legal weed and all that great stuff, but I would go with maybe
you
that's
draw
a bad
the
choice.
Line with tattooing your eyeballs.
Maybe that's not a good choice.
Yeah. Okay, I
consider
that's
that.
A fairly safe bet. Thank you, Jor.
Yeah,
I like this story. I like my Taco Bell. Taco Bell is taking to the slopes to help celebrate the return of its Crunchwrapped Supreme. Get this. The chain is opening the world's first slide-through to-go window at the Horseshoe Ski Resort in Canada. All you have to do is place your order at the top of the hill.
I love that. That's
and then
great.
Snowboard
That's
or ski great. Down, pick up your food at the bottom, ski through, snowboard your way through.
And continue to ski into the bathroom. That's where you're going to end up as you're eating the Taco Bell on the way down the mountain.
I hadn't thought about that.
There you go, right
you have,
in.
You ski, have a good point.
Ski
yeah.
in, ski out lavatory.
You just rent it, right?
You just rent the Taco Bell. That's the truth, amen, brother. Looks like you have stolen my materials. Where is our show note, Paul? Help me out,
what?
Everybody.
What? Oh, here. Oh, are we done? Here, I got it.
Yes.
I got it. It is now 4:46. Wicks and Jewelers time. Turn your unwanted precious metals into cash. Wicks and Jeweler pays top dollar for gold, platinum, and sterling silver. Paul and Jor and Mike Max. And the big story, of course, is Carl Anthony Towns. We understand that he's okay, maybe shaken up. Can you bring us up to date on the latest?
I know as much as you do on that. And obviously for the Timberwolves, it's huge news because coming out of this All-Star break, they got 25 games left and they want to. And so hopefully we'll know more about it by game time. It's a 6:30 tip-off, but I was just putting in a phone call to try to get some more information on that.
I'm worried. Maybe I should call his mother.
Yeah, what would you say?
Well, how is he? I'm a mother.
I've met Carl Anthony Towns' mother and father.
And she's probably very worried right now.
Let me just tell you this. His dad was his high school coach, you know? Mm-hmm. His mother, and I say this without hesitation because I know that Carl will never correct me, his mother runs that house.
And she probably has the inside scoop, and she's taken care of him, and she went to, you know, wring somebody's neck about that car accident. She's a mother hen. I get it.
Yep, and she is all over everything that he does in a good way. She just it's an interesting dynamic when you see them all together because she is, a no BS type.
And maybe that's one of the reasons that he is so successful.
Yeah.
You know, when you have that kind of support from your parents.
Yep. And dad was a warden at a women's jail.
Really?
At one point. Yeah, so I mean, it's there's some real templates of discipline in that house.
Well, we're thinking about him. I have to say, I was a little concerned he had to fly commercial. You think he was okay after that?
I'm sure. What's that?
To fly commercial, like the rest of us.
Oh yeah, that's a tough day. Isn't it?
I'm
sure he's used
poor
to being
guy.
Fancy, and the poor guy has to go through TSA like the rest of
thoughts
us.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, what they do in the NBA is they wand them all down at the arena now, and then they get on the bus, and then they're clear to go. You know what I mean?
So not
when they go out and charter, they still got to go through, but it's a lot quicker process than you and I go through.
Hey, Maxie, some breaking news here with the Twins. Marwin Gonzalez, 2-year, $21 million deal.
Yep.
utility infielder, but he's got a hot bat, right?
Yeah, you know, I would say, well, he only hit 247 last year, but he Eduardo Escobar, it would be kind of like a replacement for Eduardo Escobar, if you would. A utility guy that can do a lot of things and puts up numbers, which is kind of strange for a guy that plays that role. But when I look at him, he played every position except pitcher and catcher. And he looks like the kind of guy that they lost when they lost Escobar. And they'd hoped that maybe they could re-sign him. They traded Escobar to Arizona. And as I look at Gonzalez, I didn't know that he'd be on the Twins radar, particularly this late in the spring, but in the last couple weeks, this thing has kept festering, the name that they're targeting him, and they got him down. He played with Houston, obviously, a winning organization, but he is a lot like getting a replacement for Escobar. So if it's a good sign from this standpoint, if Sano doesn't pan out, if he's got injuries and whatnot, you put him at third base. If Jorge Polanco struggles at shortstop, you put him at shortstop. If Bobby Shoups, your second baseman, struggles at second, you play him at second base. If somebody in your outfield needs a break because you don't know if these guys are going to hit or not, sure, especially Kepler and Buxton coming in, you can play him in the outfield. So from that standpoint, and that's why it costs him so much money, it's a good sign for the Twins.
We also want to remind everybody, some more fun Twins news, Dave Lee is calling the game on Tuesday at spring training. Sort of a one-of-a-kind for us. The Twins are going to take on the Pirates. Limited commercials, thanks to Luther Westside Volkswagen. So Dave's going to visit with Twins legends, players, in and out of the dugout, where he'll talk to vendors at the games, even one of the pitcher's moms. See, got to get the moms
in there. Yep.
You got to get the moms in there. That's excellent radio. So, again, we're going to bring you the action. Twins spring, the spring training game against the Pirates is Tuesday at noon.
What pitcher's mom is it?
I don't know.
Oh, that's part of the tease, huh?
It's the tease.
Oh, okay.
And I think it honestly ends up, I think what they're trying to do is get it to be whoever's in the game at that time.
Yeah.
So all the moms are down there and then they just pull the one that's...
That seems to be something along the lines of that.
I won't be here. Yeah.
Is there nothing Dave Lee can't do?
No, he's the most versatile guy I've ever seen.
Does he wear a cape when he does his show?
He flies down there to, that's how he flies down to Florida.
That's how he gets there.
Hey, while we have you here, 25 games left for the Wolves. And I know they're playing New York tonight. They're back in action. Are they going to be able to make the playoffs?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I've looked at this at the break, and you talk to people, and the reason I don't think they will is I don't think they're capable of going on a real long run to really get themselves above 500 and in it, and I don't trust that they won't have more injuries. They're bit by the injury bug, and I don't trust that Derrick Rose and Jeff Teague won't come up lame, and they need both of them all the time. Does that make sense?
It does. It's not what I wanted to hear, but I know you got to play it the way you see it.
You got to play it the way you see it.
What does that mean for Ryan Saunders?
Really good question. If they're playing well enough, does Glenn Taylor say, "Well, you know what? You showed me enough." But Glenn, when he put him in there, he said, "I want to see this team make the playoffs." So they didn't do anything to try to hinder his chances of making the playoffs. In other words, when the trade deadline came, they didn't trade away good talent like Derrick Rose, mm-hmm. like they maybe could have. They said, "No, you get these guys. You have access to these guys. It's your job to try to make the playoffs."
But don't you think he should be given a full season?
Not necessarily. No. The stakes are too high when you're talking about major league sports. If the bigger question you have to ask is, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm just telling you, this is the way the way you have to run it is. At the end of the season, did he have great buy-in from his team? In other words, were they doing what he asked? And did you see guys coming back as quick as they could from injury because they wanted to play for him? Wow. Those are the most important things by far. Did they respect what he was doing and buy into it? And were guys doing everything they could to get on the floor? And this is the big leagues. You don't get to just, well, you know what, son, you get another year. No, you have to have great buy-in, or it does you no good to have another year.
All right, and I guess that remains to be
does
seen.
Does that make sense to you guys?
It does. You got a pretty short runway in the majors, right?
It's the way it is. I mean, and he's been given a rare opportunity with zero head coaching experience to do this. So, this is a two-way street. There's a lot of guys out there that want that job.
Mikey, we got to go, but thanks for the time.
Thanks,
Mikey. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
R. Kelly, up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.